a pandemic? Not according to one UN official. Avian flu coordinator David Navarro told CNN's Late Division that governments, international organizations, and local community groups need to get prepared to prevent the kind of damage the outbreaks tend to cause. Navarro said a human flu pandemic historically occurs every 30 to 40 years and that one is due. And had he lived, Beatle John Lennon would have been celebrating his 65th birthday today. Author Larry Kane traveled with the Fab Four back in the day and said that Lennon wasn't a, quote, cake and candles kind of guy, however.
He was a man who did not really relish birthdays, except for one in particular. On his 35th birthday, he celebrated the birth of his son, Sean, and he also celebrated something else. A judge named Irving R. Kaufman gave him his green card to stay in the United States after a five-year battle.
In December, it'll be 25 years since Lennon was gunned down outside of his Central Park West home by an assassin. WOR time is 3:03. Sports, traffic, weather 2, coming up next.
Yes, yes, yes! Hold on! Here's the play. Johnny, you go over the middle.
Got it.
Bob, you go deep.
All right. What about me?
Oh, you are going to get into the big game. Run a sideline scratch. When you reach the bench, scratch the ticket.
Is that in the playbook?
Introducing the Ultimate Sports Getaway, a new instant game from the New Jersey Lottery. Win one of 24 Ultimate Sports Getaway vacations, your choice of events, like the NCAA Final Four Championship, the World Series, the Rose Bowl, and more. Plus, you can win $25,000 instantly. So play the Ultimate Sports Getaway from the New Jersey Lottery and give your dreams a chance.
He's flashing! We're only one in ten, remember?
The owners of the various teams and events have not endorsed or sponsored this instant game. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everybody, this is Rocco DeSpirito, and an exciting news on Food Talk every day. We'll be giving away tickets to the show that everyone's talking about, The Light in the Piazza. It's the next best thing to a trip to Italy. It's at the Lincoln Center Theater, it's won a Tony Award, and the New York Times says, the most romantic score of any Broadway musical since West Side Story. We'll be going on Tuesday night, October 18th, and after the show, we'll have a nightcap together at Cafe Fiorello. Beverly Silk says about Cafe Fiorello, I love the food. I'll be choosing 8 more lucky winners to join me and my mom for a nightcap after this wonderful show. All you have to do to win is listen to WOR and jot down the Good Life line. Today's Good Life line is... Rocco, the Piazza is the place to be. When you hear the Good Life line, jot it down. Call me on Food Talk every day, 11 to 12. Tell me the Good Life line, and you get a pair of tickets, plus a nightcap with me and my mom on October 18th after lighting the Piazza.
WR time now is 3:05. Checking traffic, airport delays up to 90 minutes on arrivals at LaGuardia and Newark. No problems in departures. JFK reporting delays of 30 minutes on arrivals. No problems in departures there. Call your carrier ahead of time. Fifth Avenue closed down from 44th to 86th Street till 6 o'clock for the Hispanic Day Parade. In sports, right now, third quarter Jets leading Tampa Bay 14-9. Baseball, it's Houston trailing Atlanta 5-1. The bottom of the fifth, Astros lead that series 2-1. Yanks and Angels, 7:55 first pitch at the stadium tonight. Sean Chacon on the mound for the Bombers. WOR weather for this afternoon, cloudy skies with a chance of showers. Cool temperatures, high 65 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 50% chance of showers, low 55. Tomorrow, Columbus Day, bring along an umbrella if you're heading to the parade. Rain is likely with a high of 65 degrees. Tuesday's outlook, clouds and showers, high 69. Currently, skies are cloudy, winds variable at 6, humidity at 86%. Our temperature is 58 at WOR. Next news coming up at 4 o'clock. Bulletins at once. Coming up next, more of the Wilner Window. I'm Karen McHugh, WOR News.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window, as our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on the discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arne are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemist, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie DeTomer once again, joined by Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Sherry Tortis. And Sherry wrote a little booklet called Winning at Weight Loss. And tomorrow, Monday, at 10 a.m., she's going to be at our Park Avenue store. She'll be giving away copies of her booklet.
Free.
Mm-hmm. And you'll even sign your name on the booklet.
Yeah. And sign my name, answer questions.
Answer questions, and give you a chance to meet a very, very knowledgeable lady, very, very knowledgeable and attractive lady. Yes, you'll enjoy seeing Sherry. Okay. Those of you who are on the phones, thank you for being there over the break. And why don't we get to Irene, and let's say hello. Hi, Irene.
Hi. Excuse me. I'm calling for my grandson. He's 14 years old, and he has a hypoglycemia, and he gets this headaches often. And I was wondering whether it's connected, and also what kind of a supplement he should take to help him.
Okay, a couple of questions I could throw out. I know Dr. Podell's thinking the same thing. How do you know he has hypoglycemia?
He was diagnosed with.
Diagnosed by?
By his doctor.
Okay, and his doctor said, your grandson has hypoglycemia and now go home?
Yeah.
Or did he say he has hypoglycemia and here's what you can do about it?
No, he didn't say what you can do about it. And I might as well tell you, he's in Colorado. I just went to visit him there, and I just found out, you see. So,
let me make some comments. First of all, we don't really know if his headaches are due to hypoglycemia or not. Okay, that could be checked further. Let's assume that they are. Okay, hypoglycemia can cause headaches. We just don't happen to know if the doctor's right in this case or not. But hypoglycemia occurs when either, excuse me a second.
That's the emergency room calling Dr. Podell to let him.
Now we've got to start again, right?
Oh, okay.
They're going to have to be satisfied, so turn it off. Hypoglycemia usually occurs after eating, 3 or so hours later. The blood sugar has gone up. There's an overreaction of insulin that drives the blood sugar down. The blood sugar, in falling, generates an adrenaline response from the adrenal glands to keep them falling too low, and this adrenaline's response causes symptoms. That's in a non-diabetic. In a diabetic, you get all those same things, but the amount of insulin you're taking, for instance, with the diabetes can crash the blood sugar down very, very low. That doesn't usually happen to a non-diabetic. The way you treat it, the simplest way, is with the kind of low-carbohydrate, moderately low-carbohydrate diets we've been talking about, and more importantly, using the low-glycemic index type carbohydrates, namely the pastas, fruits, and vegetables, as opposed to breads and sugars. This tends to make the blood sugar rise more slowly, and therefore it drops less drastically. You can also add fats. Now, a lot of fats aren't healthy, but something like olive oil, it slows the stomach emptying. The carbohydrates come in more slowly, and therefore it's less of a problem. Olive oil probably does this better than any other fat, and olive oil is not bad for you. It's good for you. Fish oil would do the same thing. Or you can have some tofu or a walnut or something, a regular food that has some fat. That will also slow down the hypoglycemia. Hypoglycemia is made worse by stress, so therefore they have to check into the kid's stress. It is made better by being in good physical condition, so exercise properly is one of the ways you get around it. Then there are also some medical causes that are quite different, and those have to be checked out by the doctor, but they're pretty rare. For instance, you can have an insulin-secreting tumor of the pancreas that just drives the blood sugar down independent of what you eat.
Okay, so that's the story, Irene. You got the whole thing.
Is there any supplement that he could take to help him with this hyperglycemia?
All things being equal.
Well, I think maybe chromium. Arnie, would you agree with chromium, using chromium to improve glucose utilization?
Yeah, but once again, he should be, you know, at his age, you know, hypoglycemia at his age, he should be under the care. Where does he live in Colorado?
In Highlands Ranch, Colorado. It's like 45 minutes from Denver.
Yeah, he should be able to get some good people in either Denver or Boulder. You know, some there's lots of natural healers in that area, especially Boulder.
I'm getting good dietary advice.
You should,
something
yeah.
As simple, it may
if he wants to see, you want to have him see a dietitian, probably, just to give him some dietary advice. That would be the best thing you can do. Okay, thanks for that call, Irene.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next? Joan from Hackettstown, New Jersey.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you. I recently had a physical and total all my blood work done.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is normal except one number, and that's the LDL.
Mm-hmm.
I have my numbers if I can give them to you, please.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, total cholesterol is 260, which is high.
Mm-hmm.
Triglycerides is 65, HDL 69. And LDL 178. I am a customer of Wellness, and I spoke to someone, pharmacist at your store, shortly after, and she put me on polycosinol, 20 milligrams a day,
mm-hmm.
for the LDLs. Can you give me any more information on? I don't know why that's so high, except Dr. Podell said that 80% of your cholesterol is produced in the liver. So are some products meant to work on the naturally produced cholesterol? Because my diet's good, all my numbers are good. I have a low, glucose, low sugar number, and nothing's out of the norm except those LDLs.
Okay, the answer is yes to all of that.
Yes.
Okay, now. It is mostly produced in the liver. It is partly influenced by diet. And the way supplements and drugs work, by and large, is through affecting the liver and other receptors of metabolism rather than by affecting you through the dietary process. You can lower cholesterol by a low saturated fat diet. But for most Americans who are already trying to watch their fats, the amount that you get by paying more attention to your diet is fairly modest. It averages like a 7% drop. You can get a little bit more using things like oatmeal and Metamucil and, you know, soluble fibers. But again, it's not all that much comparatively. Now, polycosinol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Polycosinol is a cane sugar derivative. Was worked up in Cuba. There have been several double-blind studies. It seemed to be able to have a 20-30% drop in cholesterol. I'm not quite sure if that's really so. We haven't seen non-Cuban studies. There are a number of products on the market, and my hand sometimes it seems to be helpful, and other times it isn't.
I think the Cuban studies are done because, you know, they grow the sugar there,
yes.
And they have to do something with the leavings after they extract all that sugar, so that, you know, that's why they spend the money on the studies.
Yeah.
As you know, a lot of companies aren't going to spend it because what Dr. Bodell said is indeed correct. There are other things you can do though. Independently, there were some studies showing that the phytosterols can reduce cholesterol by 20% or so, 24% I think was the number. So in your particular case, Joan, taking a combination of the polycosinol on one hand plus the phytosterols on the other hand, that will give you a two-pronged approach. You also could consider as well something like niacin. Niacin, the B vitamin at high doses, 500 milligrams three times a day, that'll work too. So there's lots of options for you.
How much niacin should I take?
Probably about 1,500 milligrams.
I take the fish oil. You didn't mention Pharmax fish oil.
That's right. I didn't tell you. Yeah, so many good ones.
Fish oils are good for preventing heart attacks, but they don't really work through the cholesterol mechanism. Fish oils will lower triglyceride. They do not particularly lower cholesterol, though. the issue of whether you should be treated at all is another issue, because your HDL is quite good, but your LDL is not so good. The current tendency is to treat those, but, you know, one has to look at the individual patient to decide if the benefit profile is worth the risk profile.
Okay, Joan, thanks for that call. Okay, it's time for a short break. You folks are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. Our phone number, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie
Gatomer. This is Dr. Richard Codell.
Special guest, Sherry Torkas, and we'll all be back after these messages.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which was shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just four convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemist.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness in our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
Cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli have been associated with antioxidant and cellular protection, and diets rich in cruciferous vegetables have been shown to reduce the risk of cancer. The new product from Jarrow Formulas, Broccomax, contains a standardized concentrate called SGS, sulforaphane glucosinolate. It's extracted without solvents from broccoli seeds. SGS is metabolized to sulforaphane, a highly reactive antioxidant. In extensive studies, sulforaphane has been shown to be a potent inducer of phase 2 detoxifying enzymes and a protector of DNA. Each Broccomax capsule contains 30 milligrams of standardized sulforaphane glucosinolate. This is 20 times more SGS than you get from cooked broccoli. So, to get the powerful protection of broccoli, just take one capsule of Jarrow's Broccomax daily. Broccomax from Jarrow Formulas. It's available at Wilner Chemist. Discount price, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Sherry Torkas, and those of you who are fans of The Heart Show, be advised that Dr. Fred Vanini is in the studio, and he will be on The Heart Show directly following the Wilner Window at 4 p.m.
And woo!
Wow.
And now...
that reminds me of the movie Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, yeah. You know, there's also times when... A conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows conventional medicine as well as alternative medicine. Someone who can combine the best of both worlds and to help you solve your difficult problem, whatever it may be. Someone like Dr. Richard Podell, who's going to tell you a little bit about his practice and how he can be reached.
Well, thank you very much, Arnie. We can be reached in New Jersey, in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. And what we try to do as an integrative medicine practice, that is, we try and take the best, the standard conventional diagnosis and treatment and combine it with holistic healing, which means holistic support for the body's own natural ability to heal. And we do this through nutrition, through herbs, through mind-body medicine and other techniques. We tend to see people with difficult problems that don't get better with one simple pill, and that includes fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, the behavioral problems including depression and anxiety. We see autism, irritable bowel, headaches, and on, anything that really is a pain. And so welcome to come out to Springfield or Somerset, New Jersey. Our telephone number is 973-218-9191, and you can look us up on the web at drpodell.org.
Thank you, drpodell.org. Okay, let's get on with our answering that we've been doing here. Let's say hello to Becky from Brooklyn. Hi, Becky.
Yes, hi. I have a question about, I actually have a problem with constipation that I believe is being caused by a prenatal vitamin. The only thing is that I've been taking the vitamin for 2 years, and then my pharmacist told me that there's a generic that's going to cost me a lot less, and I find the problem since I'm on the generic. And I went off it just to see if I'm right, and I have no problem with constipation.
Okay. So what would you like us to do?
Is it possible that a prenatal vitamin with a lot of folic acid, I know that's the reason why I have a prescription prenate.
That's not what's causing the constipation. What's causing the constipation is the iron.
Is the iron.
Yep.
Or calcium.
Yeah, most probably the iron. But if your previous prenatal didn't cause it, then it had a more gentle form of iron. So it appears that the new formula, where it may be generically equivalent to some of the ingredients, the iron is different. And I would think it's probably the iron that's doing it, Becky. Without seeing the bottle and seeing the type of iron and stuff like that, and the amount of iron.
You would assume it's that?
I would.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
And next we have Margaret from Montclair, New Jersey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. I have a question because I'm trying to beef up the supplements in lieu of being osteopenic and not wanting to live on a biophosphonate like Fosamax or Actonel. I had done some reading about strontium. Is that how it's pronounced?
Strontium is how it's pronounced.
Yeah, I'd like to know how much... If to take it, I know you don't take it with calcium, but I've switched to a liquid calcium with the other ingredients that's supposed to help calcium be better absorbed, but I want to know if you recommend strontium and how I would take it and how much and in what derivations.
Strontium is, there was some studies done, I think it must be a couple of years ago, with a type of strontium that one of the drug companies, I guess, is trying to patent.
Yes.
And but there are some nice soluble strontiums. There's strontium citrates available today.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the dose is about 300 milligrams per tablet of strontium,
mm-hmm.
and you would take it a few times a day.
And I know to take it away from calcium,
yeah.
And also on an empty stomach?
Yeah, well, it competes with... Strontium is right below calcium in the periodic table.
Uh-huh.
And as such, it can compete with the calcium for absorption.
Is there any sort of counter... is there any reason to be wary of it at all, or is it in the same category as any other supplement?
Well, any supplement, you just don't want to take, willy-nilly like that. But I don't think there's any reason why you wouldn't want to take strontium.
Okay.
Assuming you're doing all the other things.
Every other thing.
You're taking calcium, you're taking magnesium, you're taking vitamin
D,
you're taking folic acid,
you're
taking vitamin K. Make sure you're taking a vitamin K supplement.
A separate from one that's already included in the multi or in the calcium that I'm already taking that's like the liquid form with a K? I mean, I have to take it. How many milligrams do I want to get of vitamin K a day?
Basic vitamin K, you don't need much, but there is a new form of vitamin K called vitamin K2, which is important and in some people makes a difference.
So would I take that separately? Won't I risk sort of overdosing if it's already included in
no,
the whole thing?
No, not really.
Okay.
You don't take any medication?
No, I don't. But one other question I'm a little nervous about. I have also read about soy and isoflavones, and I don't think I can get enough from the actual food product. I mean, I try mightily, but I may not be able to do it. But I am very wary to take it in a supplement form because there's been some controversy over that. Do you have an opinion on that for the bone building and also how it would combine with the other things that we've talked about?
Do you, Sherry?
Well, there has been some good evidence on isoflavones and helping to protect against bone loss. And there's also a semi-synthetic isoflavone,
Iproflavone,
which I believe is a prescription drug in various countries, not here.
Not here, not
in the United States.
America,
over the counter, and it has been clinically studied and shown to offer some significant bone benefits.
Yeah.
So Iproflavone.
Okay. All right, we need to pause for a short break, including the check on traffic. You're listening to the Wilner Window. But first, I need to tell you, Health from the Sun has long been known for their omega-3 and borage oil products. Well, they've expanded the line, incorporating the latest, most advanced technologies and purification methods. These new fish oil products are so unique that they even created a new label, Health from the Sea. These Health from the Sea fish oil supplements are not only high potency, ultra pure, but they taste great as well. The Health from the Sea products are independently tested to ensure absence of PCBs, heavy metals, and other contaminants. And they have some interesting combinations. They have a pure fish oil liquid, for example, and they have one in combination with phytosterols. What a perfect combination for those concerned about heart health. It's called PFO Pure Fish Oil Plus Phytosterols Liquid. They have another product, Pure Fish Oil Plus Lipase, where they add lipase enzyme to help increase digestion and absorption. So check out the entire line of Health from the Sea fish oil supplements from Health from the Sun. The entire line of Health from the Sun products is now on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemists. And now let's go to Diane de Oliveira for the traffic.
Thanks, Tony. Good afternoon, everyone. If you're flying LaGuardia Newark Airport, each have up to 90-minute delays on arrival, so definitely call your carrier ahead of time. In Morris County, New Jersey, both ways of Route 23 still closed at the Alexander Avenue ramp in Pequannock Township with flooding. Westbound Route 3, there's a right-lane accident after the Garden State Parkway in Clifton. Both ways of Route 46 have flooding on the ramps at Main Street in Lodi. On the Hudson River, the outbound Lincoln is 15 minutes to Holland is 15. Into the city, both tunnels look good, as well as the George Washington Bridge. In Manhattan, northbound FDR Drive, there's a right lane accident causing delays from 72nd to 96th Street. Southbound is slow from 135th Street to the Triborough Bridge. And on Long Island, the westbound Northern State Parkway has an accident on the shoulder at exit 31 in Old Westbury. This report brought to you by Maalox Traffic giving you heartburn. Look for money-saving coupons on chewable Maalox Antacid Barrier. In today's newspaper, Maalox Antacid Barrier, choose the chews that work fast and last. I'm Diane de Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. For the past 15 years, I have been conducting clinical case studies to treat common diseases and cancer without the use of drugs and its effects. My clinical experience has shown me that there is a link between the level of toxicity and the various channels of elimination and disease. For example, some of these are fatigue, migraines, depression, cardiovascular disease, infections, and even cancer. I formulated a natural solution called Liver Clean. Liver Clean is clinically formulated as a daily internal cleansing to optimize your health and well-being by removing impurities from the body's channels of elimination, such as bloodstream, liver, kidneys, lungs, and skin. I make Liver Clean a part of my day every day. Join the thousands of other people that do too.
Start a clean and healthy new day with Liver Clean today. Vida gratis, el nuevo catálogo en español.
Are you taking a mineral supplement? Are you sure that the product you're taking is delivering all the nutritional value that you're paying for? If the supplement that you're taking contains Albion Advanced Nutrition's chelated minerals, you don't have to ask that question. Albion Advanced Nutrition's mineral amino acid chelates have 50 years of dedicated research and over 100 patents aimed at making your mineral nutrition and health better. No other form of mineral and supplements can match the benefits found in Albion Advanced Nutrition's mineral amino acid chelates. Better absorption, easy on the system, better for your health. Make sure that your dietary mineral supplement states that its minerals are from Albion Advanced Nutrition, minerals that will improve the quality of your life. For a free brochure, call 1-800-222-0733 or visit the website www.albion-an.com for more information and a listing of companies that use Albion mineral amino acid chelates in their formulas. That's www.albion-an.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Jerry Torkus. And now it's time for a minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors. Okay. We were talking... the lady we spoke before with the strontium question, she was on the phone before, but... Okay, so now let's go to that minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news you can use. One of the most interesting natural products is curcumin. Curcumin is the pigment that gives the spice turmeric its yellow color. Curcumin has become a very important natural product in scientific research. Studies investigating its cancer-fighting effects are published in medical journals now on a near monthly basis. It appears that curcumin has the unique ability to block a key protein associated with many cancers. This protein is known as NF-kappa B. Researchers in the UK now have received considerable funding to investigate the anti-cancer effects of curcumin in a clinical trial in subjects with a precancerous lesion of the esophagus. The researchers expect the results to be positive. This will pave the way for larger studies in patients with existing cancers.
That Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of WellDetex, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. Before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you about the new sale going into effect tomorrow at Wilner Chemists. Over 50 product lines are on sale at discounts up to 50% off list price. Doctor's Best, America's Finest are 40% off. American Health Home Health, Source Naturals, 35% off. Da Vinci, Country Life, Rainbow Light, Twin Lab are on sale at 30% off. And there's much, much more. If you don't already have a copy of our 224-page fall edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, don't worry. It'll be in your mailbox at any day now. And it is filled with health information and product data. If you're not on our mailing list, give us a call at 1-800-633-1106. Take option number 3, leave your name and address, we'll send it to you. 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can get a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com. And another way to get the catalog is to come to one of our two stores in Manhattan. The Midtown store is 100 Park Avenue, corner of East 41st Street and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, Nutritional Supplement Professionals. And... I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is brought to you by Dr. Vanessa's formulas. 8 years of clinical experience by Dr. Vanessa resulted in his formula Liver Clean, designed to protect and detoxify the liver. Okay, now let's get to the phones and say hello to Linda from Queens.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I just want to ask a question of reference to liver. The bilirubin... if it goes up very high, is that an indication? Somebody said something about, is it Gilbert's disease? Is that the name of it? I don't know.
It's Gilbert.
Gilbert. What is that? What is that exactly?
It's not really a disease. If you have trouble with a certain enzyme that turns the bilirubin into something else, then which is a glucuronide-type enzyme, then your bilirubin level can go up a bit. This occurs in maybe 1% of people and isn't normally a problem unless it gets really, really high. And so what you often see is people's bilirubin, instead of being like 1.1, they might be 2 or 2.5 or something, and it doesn't cause a problem, and it's not really a disease.
And what was your other question, Linda?
Okay, I want to know, the actual number, there was an erection range on the blood test was up to 130, and the last test last year was 133, so that's not a big deal. Now, we just had a blood test, and it's now up to 171.
We don't like to...
Even using milk thistle, I thought maybe that would help.
We don't like to really comment on blood test results because we're really not sure what we're looking at.
And so, if you're measuring bilirubin, the numbers are usually in the 1 to 2 range or so. They're not hundreds. So that's a different measuring scale. I'm not sure what he's measuring.
So it's not bilirubin, it's something else. You're looking at a different measure. Linda, are you there?
I'm sorry?
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's not bilirubin. You're looking at something else.
It's called bilirubin.
Yeah, it's not 100 then.
It's 171. That's how
they did it. All right. Well, this lab is using different numbers. Because 171 with normal labs is, off the wall.
Yeah.
You would be totally yellow.
Anyway.
At a bilirubin around 3 or 4, your eyes start looking yellow.
Yellow?
Yellow.
But what would you do if you take, I tried some...
If you have that type of problem, you really need to contact your physician.
Right. But wait till after Halloween.
This just says don't worry about it.
All right, so don't worry about it.
I want to know what it is.
All right, so ask him.
Yeah, you need to ask him. That's what you're paying for. You know, it's only right.
Is he not anything nutritionally to use for that?
I just said it's not a problem.
Just forget about it?
Well, no, talk to the doctor and find out what this really means. But if it's the normal Gilbert's and it's just a little bit over the normal range, that's not a problem.
All right. Yeah, you can take milk thistle as a general supplement. Milk thistle is very good to help with the liver, so there's no reason why you wouldn't take milk thistle.
Okay.
I mean, take a good milk thistle for a month and have your bilirubin checked again.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
All righty.
Sounds like a conservative greeting Harriet Meyer's nomination for the Supreme Court. A loss of enthusiasm.
Okay, let's say hello to James from Queens.
Yes, a question for your guest. Concerning the detrimental effects of sugar with sometimes I knock off a pint of ice cream and that's something like 4 servings that they'll tell you that is in the whole container, and that comes to about 80 grams of sugar. Now, will the hot products negate the skyrocket in the glycemic index and you get a detrimental effect of sugar?
Okay, what he's saying is the ice cream, he eats a lot of ice cream, and it has about 80 grams of sugar.
Mm.
Is the phase 2 going to help with that 80 grams of sugar?
No, phase 2 is a supplement that works strictly on neutralizing starch. It does not have a direct effect on sugar. Phase 2 works on preventing the breakdown of starch into sugar. So it's effective against if you're eating foods like the bagels, the muffins, donuts, french fries, pasta, things like that. It's not a sugar blocker in any way. It works strictly on reducing the breakdown of starch into sugar, thereby helping with weight loss and also lowering the glycemic index of a food. A little bit of ice cream in moderation is not so bad, but certainly you want to go easy because ice cream is high in fat and it's also high in sugar, and depending on what kind of ice cream you're getting, you may also have other preservatives and chemicals in it as well.
Okay, James, did that answer your question?
No, it really didn't. What I want to say is, here's another follow-up question. I heard that the fiber also negates somebody skyrocket in the glycemic index when they have too much sugar, and also fats, like good fats, oils.
fiber actually lowers the glycemic index of a food. It actually has a beneficial effect because when there's fiber present in a food, it slows down the way food is broken down in your system. So fiber actually has a positive effect on lowering the glycemic index or the glycemic response to a food.
Yeah, so you're right. So that's indeed the case. All right, James?
With the fiber.
Same thing with fiber. Yeah, fiber slows down the release of the carbohydrate from the food.
Right, so I do that at times. Okay, thank you.
All righty. Thank you. And that phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We have a couple of open lines for those of you who may have had difficulty getting through earlier. And let's say hello to Barbara from Edison, New Jersey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm fine. I'm calling actually because I was diagnosed with acid reflux about 2 months ago. I'm currently taking Nexium one time a day, and I've lost about 15 pounds. I'd like to find out if there is a natural way for me to treat this rather than be on Nexium. And I don't know whether that would be with supplements or minerals, or I'm looking for information from you on that. I'd like to treat it naturally, if that's at all possible. And I'd like to find out if there's a special diet I should be on so I'll stop losing weight.
Yeah, why?
Are you trying to lose weight?
No.
Okay, well, this is, becomes a more of a concern because you wouldn't... first of all, have the acid blockers helped? Has it gotten rid of the symptoms?
Well, they have some of the symptoms, but the other symptom that I'm having is that I have a sense of fullness in my stomach most of the time.
You need to see the doctor. You need to have this checked out. Ordinarily, for instance, you have a lot of acid. Sometimes that makes people eat more to dilute the acid. Sometimes they'll eat less and so on. The acid blocker medicines themselves don't usually make people lose their appetite. So if you have a sense of fullness in your stomach and you're losing weight, there might be an ulcer, there might be something more serious in your GI tract. That's a reason to go to the doctor. He's probably going to want to look down in the esophagus and stomach.
I just had that done, and that's when they diagnosed me with the acid reflux.
Okay. So the key issue is why are you losing weight, and I can't really figure that out just on the phone, but that's something. Go back to the doctor. You wouldn't expect you to be losing weight. See, losing weight deliberately is a way to treat this problem, and that is a natural treatment. But if you're losing weight without trying, that has to be explained. Maybe your thyroid's off. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe, you know, you're not sleeping right. You know, maybe you're getting diabetes. We just don't know, and all those kind of things have to be looked at.
Okay, and I understand that there's a test called the Heidelberg that measures if you're making too much acid or not enough. Would that be beneficial for me?
Well, it might, although I don't know many people who have Heidelberg machines anymore. We had one and we could never get it to work right. You know, it's a swallow a capsule and it gives a radio transmitter, tells you the pH. That's only relevant to the degree that it's unclear that you have too much acid. If you have esophageal inflammation and the acid blocker is helpful, I think you can assume that you did have too much acid. But now you're treating that, and that isn't enough. You're losing weight despite it.
Is the fact that the acid is causing the burning in the esophagus mean she has too much acid, or it's just in the wrong place?
Well, it can be either. You can get esophageal inflammation without too much acid.
Yeah.
Other things can be rolling back from the stomach and irritating.
Yeah. Okay, Barbara. Thanks for that call. All right, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Dr. Vanessa's formula, which includes product LiverClean, scientifically formulated with 26 natural ingredients that protect and detoxify the liver, purify the bloodstream, and improve kidney function. Okay, we'll all be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray. There's a major epidemic occurring in children living in the United States. According to the U.S. Surgeon General, 1 in 10 American children currently suffers with a psychiatric illness, and over 6 million children are on psychoactive drugs like Ritalin. To support proper brain function, Natural Factors Nutritional Products has created Learning Factors Smoothie Mix, a high-protein, hypoallergenic formula composed of more than 35 brain-critical nutrients. Learning Factors makes a delicious wildberry-flavored smoothie drink that will provide intensive nutritional support to your child. utilizing the latest research in nutritional support for human brain function, Learning Factors helps your child stay mentally sharp throughout the day. And with natural factors, purity and potency are always guaranteed.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of the new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excess of DNA can build up from the lysed white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in Mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, Mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10-mil dropper bottles, now available at Wilner Chemists. The makers of ProPax with NT Factor and Healthy Aging with NT Factor have asked us to do an educational minute to explain why the product really is unique, why it really works. First, what exactly does Healthy Aging with NT Factor do? Well, NT Factor reduces and eliminates fatigue. NT Factor protects against genetic damage. NT Factor protects against age-related loss of hearing and nerve function. NT Factor repairs oxidative damage to cell and mitochondrial membranes. And NT Factor optimizes membrane potential and mitochondrial function. Well, these are claims, but here is what is different. These claims are actually supported by research on animals and humans, research that actually used NT Factor in the studies. This is special, and NT Factor is special. Among the ingredients of NT Factor is a modified phospholipid extract, for example, which closely matches the phospholipid profile of the human cell membrane. Why not use a product that is unique and actually shown to work? At Wilner Chemist, we carry both ProPax with NT Factor, the complete nutritional supplement pack, or high-potency NT Factor alone under the name Healthy Aging for those who want to add it to their current supplement program. Ask for Healthy Aging with NT Factor at Wilner Chemists. Go with what works.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplements professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Fodell, our special guest, Sherry Torkis. And, you know, a couple of points I just wanted to make. Number one, I want to remind you again that Sherry will be in our store at the Midtown store, 100 Park Avenue, corner 41st Street. She'll be there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock signing copies of her book and talking to you folks about whatever you want to talk about related to nutrition and health. And, you know, Sherry also has a website. Sherry, what's that website?
Yes, my website is sherrytorkis.com. That's spelled S-H-E-R-R-Y-T-O-R-K-O-S. And if you log on to sherrytorkis.com, you'll find information on what we were talking about earlier today, preventing winter weight gain, supplements such as Phase 2 and others that can help support weight loss, along with a lot of good general health and nutritional information.
Okay, that's sherrytorkis.com. Okay, let's get back to the phones and say hello to Tom from Philadelphia.
Yeah, I have a high ApoB. My question is the ApoB the same as a small dense LDL, or is there a difference? Could you define both of those?
Okay, ApoB is a kind of a protein which is involved in cholesterol metabolism, but it's not the same as the LDL exactly, and it's not the same as, what is the other thing you mentioned? To put that on my mind.
What was the other one you mentioned, Tom?
The small dense LDL.
Small dense LDL particle is something else that has ApoB in it. They're not the same thing, but they overlap. And basically, to have abnormalities of ApoB isn't good, and to have abnormalities of LDL isn't good. The treatments generally come out about the same. And so what people are debating is if you only had one test to measure, which gives you the greatest risk prediction? As a practical matter, it probably doesn't matter too much. That is, they all give you roughly the same answer, and we're trying to figure out which is the best combination of things to measure.
Well, does the FOB refer to the number of the LDL particles?
No. It refers to the number of particles that are sort of related to LDL, but it's not exactly LDL.
Thank you.
All righty. Thanks, Tom. And next we have Maureen from Queens.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. I listen to your program quite often. And I have a question about ginger, excuse me, about ginger root.
Mm-hmm.
550 milligram herbal salt, you know, I guess that's standardized tablets. My question is, I'm taking it because for migraine, frequent migraines, but I know that that's not the only thing you would deal with. My question is, I'm not on any medication prescribed. Is there any side effects if I took this over a long period of time for that purpose?
Ginger?
Yeah, ginger root, right.
No, yeah. But I could think of a lot better things you'd want to take. I don't know why you just picked that one.
Because I just picked up a book and I heard that it was good for migraine and, you know, in one of these.
There's lots of things that have been shown to be effective for migraine. I think ginger root is pretty far down the list.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, there are a couple of herbs which have been shown to be somewhat effective, feverfew. One recently, butterbur.
Butterbur.
Okay. You know, vitamin B2, riboflavin in doses of about 300 milligrams a day, magnesium.
Okay.
You know, so you know, I'm not saying ginger's bad, but you know, if you're going to take something for something like migraine, take something which has some body behind it, has some studies behind it.
But are there any side effects, just out of curiosity, to ginger root?
Not the way you're taking it, no.
Okay. Okay, well, that's really all I wanted to know.
All right. Thanks for the call, Maureen. And next we have Ingrid from Monroe, New York.
Yes, hello?
Hi, Ingrid. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Yes. I had a question about prenatal vitamins.
Sure.
I was telling the gentleman I was...
tell us. We were
my
here.
First... Hello?
Yeah, tell us. We're listening.
Okay. We were my first trimester, and I was taking a supplement that included vitamin A,
mm-hmm.
10,000 international units.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking on the internet on different prenatal vitamins. And one of them says specifically to avoid taking vitamin A in the first trimester because it can cause brain, defects and all this kind of thing. So what if I'm doing harm by taking a supplement that includes it now as opposed to something that includes it later when I'm further along?
If you're taking a prenatal supplement, are you taking specifically a prenatal supplement?
It says ultra prenatal. It's Nature's Plus.
Okay, then it doesn't have 10,000 IUs of vitamin A in it. It has beta-carotene in it. Look at the label.
Yeah, I'm saying vitamin A has beta-carotene in it.
Yeah, beta-carotene is not preformed vitamin A. There's no problem.
Oh.
No. What they don't want you to do is take pure vitamin A that comes from fish liver oil or something like that.
Oh, I see.
What you're taking is vitamin A that comes from vegetables. It's a It needs to be converted into vitamin A. It doesn't... it's not active vitamin A. It's a provitamin A that your body converts into vitamin A when it needs it. So you don't need to be concerned about beta-carotene. It's like eating a carrot.
Oh, okay. Well,
basically, you can rest a little easy.
All right. Is there anything else I should have, avoid in the first trimester or pregnancy?
Take your multivitamin, eat your food, and... I would stay away from just about everything else. I mean, don't take any other, don't all of a sudden start taking some strange herbs and stuff like that.
What about, my vitamin has magnesium, 225 milligrams.
Magnesium is fine?
Yeah, and I actually do.
You should be taking something which has not only magnesium, you should be taking something which has a lot of calcium. Because,
calcium?
The developing baby needs a lot of calcium as well.
It has calcium in the formula, 600 milligrams.
That's perfect. That's the type of thing. That's the type of thing that you want. You're taking a good prenatal formula, which is the type of thing that you should be doing. You shouldn't be taking some high potency formula, which isn't meant for pregnancy. You're pregnant, and that's what you need to do. Take a prenatal formula. Check with your physician, but that type of formula is something you should be doing for the rest of your pregnancy. And then if you decide that you want to breastfeed the baby, by all means, you need to make sure you have enough calcium, because if you don't, the baby's going to take your calcium. So stay with what you're doing. It sounds like the right thing, and, you know, get good advice from your obstetrician. Okay, thanks for that call. Okay, now a quick word about our book, The Best Supplements for Your Health.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Guitar, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website, www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
Okay, you hear that nice music? That means we're coming to the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. There it comes. We've enjoyed spending this Sunday afternoon. We've enjoyed spending these couple hours with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. Remember, tomorrow, 10 a.m., Sherry will be at the Park Avenue store signing and giving away copies of her book and talking to you folks. Stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Zanini, and we will be back again next Sunday, 2 o'clock, same time, same station. See you then.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Guitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window, brought to you by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed. Now, the latest news and information from the station.